Let me tell you something weird about human psychology. People are more likely to donate again after they feel appreciated than after they feel pressured. Sounds obvious, but almost nobody acts like it. Most nonprofits treat the donation like the finish line. Thank you. Receipt. Done. And that's exactly why donors disappear. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today we're talking about the weird psychological trigger that makes people want to donate again. And no, it's not a hack. It's not manipulation. It's relationship psychology. And once you understand it, retention changes completely. Let's start with the truth. People repeat experiences that make them feel good about themselves. Not just good about your mission, good about themselves. That's the key. Donors don't just want impact, they want identity reinforcement. I'm generous, I'm helpful, I'm part of something meaningful. Your job is to strengthen that feeling after the donation happens. That's where retention begins. Let's build a simple framework. Affirm, show, include. Step one, affirm. Most thank you messages are transactional. Thanks for your gift. Receipt attached. Forgettable. Instead, affirm who the donor became through the action. Because of you, families will eat tonight. You stepped up when it mattered most. You helped make this possible. Now the donor feels emotionally connected to the outcome. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Write a donor thank you message that reinforces identity and makes the donor feel emotionally connected to the impact. Now your thank you message creates retention. Step two, show. People need to see progress, not eventually, quickly. Photos, stories, updates, moments. A CRM like DonorBooks helps automate personalized follow-ups and impact updates. Now donors stay emotionally engaged after they give. And emotionally engaged donors give again. Step three, include. Donors don't want to feel like ATMs. They want to feel like insiders. Invite them into the journey. Behind the scenes updates, small wins. Community moments, feedback opportunities. Now they feel included. Now they belong. That's powerful. Let me say this clearly. Retention is emotional, not transactional. Another insight, the fastest way to lose a donor is to disappear after they give. Silence breaks momentum. Connection sustains it. Events follow the same principle. Platforms like charity auctions today create exciting moments of generosity. But what happens after the event determines whether donors return. Follow-up matters more than most nonprofits realize. Another insight. Surprise creates loyalty. Unexpected appreciation. Unexpected updates. Unexpected connection. Those moments stick emotionally. Let's talk about real talk. Most nonprofits spend almost all their energy trying to get the donation. Very little energy making the donor feel amazing afterward, that's backwards. Because the second donation is usually easier than the first if the experience felt meaningful. That's how loyalty forms. Here's another powerful ChatGPT prompt. Create a 30-day donor follow-up sequence designed to increase emotional connection and repeat giving. Now you're building retention intentionally. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, rewrite your thank you message to reinforce donor identity. Second, send one quick impact update within days of a donation. Third, invite donors into something that is not another ask. That's how repeat giving grows. Tomorrow we're diving into something counterintuitive. What happens when you stop asking for money? Seriously. Because sometimes the less you push, the more people lean in. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. People donate again when they feel good about who they became after giving. Don't forget that. See you tomorrow.